Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You know, we've been saying, and the CDC has been saying all along, that it is very likely that we're undercounting. You know, the model says that it's a significant amount, as you mentioned correctly, 900,000. That's a bit more than I would have thought the undercounting was. But, you know, sometimes the models are right online. Sometimes they're a bit off.
Oh, so it's a hustle.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Republican Party, Ali, is a cult. I mean, I know a lot of people say that, but think about what we're saying. One of America's two major political parties is a cult. It's an authoritarian, embracing, undemocratic, un-American cult.
You have to think for yourself. You're all individuals.
Yes, we're all individuals.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. A hiker in Missouri was seriously injured after being shot by a hunter who mistook him for a turkey, according to the St. Charles County Police Department. Was he mistaken for a butterball or an oven stuffer? Or was it a free range? The hiker was in serious condition. Was it a hiker or a gobbler? Was in serious condition after being shot. Witnesses said they believed the shooting was a freak accident and that hikers sometimes wear bright colors to prevent being mistaken for turkey. So there was a turkey. It wasn't out of season. There was a real turkey hunt going on. 844-500-4242. No word on whether the shooter was related to the victim. Sometimes has been known to happen on the in the great outdoors. Time now for the Chump Line.
Charlie Parker here. As you know, we're in phase IV step two. I've increased the numbers for concerts to 25%, and after a significant contribution from Earth, Wind, and Fire to Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito's campaign fund, you can now hear brass instruments in concerts. But still, no more than 10 people at a table at a restaurant, and you can't stay more than 90 minutes. And if you all behave, I may have the Commonwealth open to 100% on August 1st. That is for anybody who hasn't already moved to Florida or Texas.
Well put, well put. We'll have some more Charlie Parker cuts later in the show, much later in the show. He says the same thing over and over again, as you well know. By the way, I stand corrected. Stacey Abrams was never elected to the Georgia State Senate. Her top-level job was state representative. State representative. Now she wants to run for president. They say you can't get elected president out of Congress. She wants to get elected out of the Georgia House of Representatives.
I never thought I would utter these words in my life. Marty Walsh's mother is my hero.
I didn't even listen to it. What did she say?
She didn't say anything. She didn't pick up the phone.
Oh, that's that's right.
You want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mom, it's Joe Biden. I'm standing in the Oval Office with the guy who says that he's your son. He's the Secretary of Labor. I'm just calling to check whether that's true. Anyway, say hi to your mom.
Hi, Ma. How are you?
Sorry we missed you, Mom. The Vice President's here, too, as well.
Hi, Mom.
We just wanted to say hi. Anyway, it won't surprise you. He's doing a hell of a job, but I'll deny having said that. Anyway, I'll catch you when you're home. Love you. See you. Bye-bye.
And then he takes off his mask, right?
He took off his mask for the call.
For the call. Okay. Incidentally, seeing Kamala Harris there, it reminds me Nancy Pelosi on Friday got mixed up. She was talking about Willie Mays' 90th birthday, so she tweeted out a picture of herself with Willie McCovey, the first baseman, not an outfielder. He was a great player, Willie McCovey, but he was no Willie Mays. So she's getting her Willies mixed up. And perhaps she should have called in Kamala Harris.
She's an expert on Willies.
Yeah, Kamala Harris could have distinguished between Willie Brown, her boyfriend, Willie McCovey, the first baseman, and the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays.
I do like how in that clip, though, they're all laughing at Marty Walsh's accent. I'm, how are ya? Everybody chuckles.
Yeah, it was almost as funny as the Jobs report, which he said amused him. It's kind of funny, you know? The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, once again, finding ourselves competing with the government for able-bodied workers. We want to pay them great wages and benefits to come in and make wicked awesome windows and doors, while the government pays them more to stay home, while at the same time accuses us of shedding jobs. Stop the insanity.
We've entered a new COVID phase. John Kerry can now sing Sweet Adeline indoors.
Yeah. I don't recall John ever singing very, very often. He likes to listen to his guitar strumming pal, James Taylor. Hey, ain't it good to know you've got a friend? You realize yesterday if I'd done that in the studio, I could have been arrested. Now it's okay.
This is Tony Fauci. I humbly accept this Nobel Prize in Medicine for getting rid of influenza. Now let's all triple mask and get rid of hangnails too.
Yeah, who is going to get the Nobel Prize for medicine? I want to know. I mean, it's an amazing thing.
I think all the dogs should get the prize for helping to cure cancer.
Maybe you're right.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, I heard Dr. Fauci said masks are going to be permanent. Which Sunday show did he say that on? Fauci the Nation, Fauci News Sunday, or Meet the Fauci? We're going to be fine.
Looks to me like he was on two or three yesterday. It was about an average performance for Mother's Day. But he got around and made the usual statements and spread the doom and gloom thicker than the COVID virus is being spread. That's for sure.
Howie, you're terrible. Telling people to get jobs, that's hate speech, man.
I know. This new bonus that people get for not working, it breaks them of job lock, as Nancy Pelosi likes to say, job lock.
Fauci is a lingering consequence of COVID. I'm pretty sure he's going to be a long hauler.
Yeah, that's another thing they've invented, long hauler. So, so most people get it and they're okay. So, but some people are long haulers. It affects them differently. Funny, I think that's the same MO of most diseases or maladies, isn't it? Some people recover quickly, some people not so much.
To the girls who are suspended, this is a teachable moment. And the lesson learned is you can't bend or break the rules unless you hold a public office.
Or unless you claim it was a peaceful protest. If they had said they were at a peaceful protest, they'd be okay. They'd still be in the dorms on the South Campus where all those high rises are?
Lovey, did you see that Nancy Pelosi tweeted the wrong photo of Willie Mays? She should have consulted with a baseball expert such as me. I could have told her the photo was of William McCovey, the first bagman for the Pirates who died in a plane crash in Puerto Rico. Not William Mays, or as us sports fans call him, Mr. October.
Oh man, he's got Roberto Clemente and Reggie Jackson. He got all of them in there that time. That was a good one, Mr. Secretary.
Medina's spirit looks so sad after being disqualified as the Kentucky Derby winner. his face was longer than John Kerry's when he found out he had to fly coach.
I don't think he flew coach. He didn't look like, he looked like there were only two people in that row. So maybe he was, I doubt he would ever be reduced to flying coach. That seems a bit much for a man of his august stature. But, you know, it's, the horse wasn't disqualified, was he? I don't think so. They threw the trainer off the off Churchill Downs, but I think he's going to be allowed to run in the next big race too, isn't he? Medina Spirits?
When I start paying attention to the well-being of horses I don't know, that's when it's time for me to call it quits.
I heard the Obama's dog, Bo, died. When's the barbecue? I mean, the thing, the funeral.
I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah, they were, the mainstream media was extremely, extremely depressed about the passing of Bo the Wonder Dog. I just can only imagine if Trump had had a dog and something had happened to the dog, he probably made the right decision not to get a pet, even though Barron was in the right age group to have a canine companion.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time every weekday. The chump line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The chump line, if you haven't heard your message or you want to just hear more messages from the chump line, listen in at 7 o'clock to Chopped Chumps. We post Chopped Chumps. Those are the leftover excess messages on the that are phoned into the chump line. We post them every evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can get them wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by America's oldest window manufacturer, Matthews Brothers. This week, finding ourselves once again competing with the government for able-bodied workers. We want to pay them great wages and benefits to come in and make wicked awesome windows and doors while the government pays them more to stay at home, while at the same time accusing us of shedding jobs. Please stop the insanity.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, I heard Dr. Fauci said masks are going to be permanent. Which Sunday show did he say that on? Fauci the Nation, Fauci News Sunday, or Meet the Fauci? We're going to be fine.
You know, it's amazing. All of those shows worship Dr. Fauci equally. Even Fox, which of course is understandable considering it's Chris Wallace, who is the host of Fox Sunday talking head show. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. We're all facing a global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, and a looming Biden tax plan, all set to wreak havoc on our retirement savings. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to learn how you can protect your money. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Dr. Fauci says people have gotten used to wearing masks. Have you?
Absolutely not.
2% say they have.
He also said he thinks masks may become a seasonal thing. Yeah. Season this, Dr. Fauci. Please. A seasonal thing. And he pretends that the mask had something to do with the end of flu, as if it wasn't just more phoning with up the numbers. 844-500-4242, and he pretends that the study out of the University of Washington is on the level, even though the left-wing websites a year ago were saying the University of Washington studies couldn't be trusted as far as you could throw them. But now they're necessary to keep the scam going. So they're gospel. Just ask Dr. No mask necessary, one mask necessary, two masks necessary. Well, maybe three masks or one mask necessary, Fauci. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Howie, Pelosi gives me the willies.
She's really something, isn't she? She's never, you know, a guy had a went down the list of all the leaders of the United States in the president, the vice president, and all the leaders in Congress in both parties, and none of them have ever had a real job, Lee. None of them, including Nancy Pelosi.
And I'm still doing mine in 6 o'clock at night almost. Okay.
I know. Somebody's
got to work, right?
Lee, all those illegal aliens at the border who are coming over to quote unquote reunite with their families, they're counting on you. They're counting on me. They're counting on all of us. Someone's got to support them, right?
Well, there's 8 million who aren't even trying, so I guess it's going to be us, Howie. That's good.
I know. And you're not supposed to say anything. You're not supposed to say that they're not willing to work. It is axiomatic that uninformed people are the easiest to deceive. This is from the Z-Man on Tacky's magazine. A corollary to this rule is that people that are most certain about the things they understand the least. Scientists are well aware of the gaps in their knowledge, but the evangelist, think of that as Karen, is absolutely certain about the truth of whatever he is peddling. Working backward from this understanding, we begin to understand why the American ruling class is going insane. The defining feature of this age is that the people in charge are certain about things that are in fact imaginary. The government, for example, has denied Christians a permit to assemble for the National Day of Prayer because they fear invisible white nationalists will launch a revolution. They think this because they're sure the January protest at the Capitol was part of a plot to overthrow the government. The nation saw mostly flag-waving boomers taking selfies and laughing it up with the cops. The political class is told this is a cover for an invisible army of white supremacists. Our politics are a disaster of fraud and corruption. These are true things, but the ruling class talks about them from a position of ignorance. They sound so weird because they have no clue what life is like for the rest of us. You know why I like this column? The guy mentions the words Hackorama and the dreaded private sector. You think he's a reader of the Howie Carr column, listens to the Howie Carr show?
You're going to sue for copyright infringement?
I don't think it's a copyrightable issue, but I take it as, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. That's the way I take it. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I wanted to talk about everybody being out of work. That's all well and good. You know how you get a week off, you feel great. But if you notice, after a couple of weeks off, when you have to go back to work, it's like a job just to get reoriented back into it.
The longer, John, you're absolutely right. The longer you're out, the harder it is to get back. And after you reach a certain point, it's almost impossible to go back to work, isn't it?
Exactly. And then if they have to be taken back in, it costs the company to reorient them and orientation and retraining and all that, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know. I think a lot. And you know, the other thing is all this unemployment, it's going to be taxable. Anything over $10,200, which comes pretty fast when you're getting $600 a week, is going to be taxable income. They're all going to say, I can't pay my taxes. I need an amnesty from taxes, just like they need an amnesty from paying the rent, although they're making twice as much money as they ever did. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We haven't been talking much about Liz Cheney. She is the number three person in the House Republican Caucus, daughter of Dick Cheney, the former vice president. She's the one and only congressperson from the state of Wyoming. And she's about to get booted from her position by the House caucus because she has been so strident in her criticisms of Donald Trump and what happened January 6th. She's just turned really nasty, and she now has enjoyed strange new respect, as they say, from Democrats and other pablum puking rhinos like Adam Kinzinger, the congressman from Illinois, John Kasich, the bust out of former governor of Ohio, Willard Mitt Romney, et cetera, et cetera. And she's getting voted out at 9 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesday. So I figured we'd talk a little bit about her. And Kurt Schlichter, one of our favorite columnists on Town Hall, has got a great piece about her. The big lie that Cheney is still a Republican. It's got a lot of great lines in it. Very well done column. Kurt, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Always great to be back, Howie.
You know, you didn't pull any punches here with her or her father. I mean, they were the Bush Cheney administration. I think we have to agree. The further we get away from it, it was a failed administration. It was a wasted 8 years, and now she's trying to somehow. I think you're right that she's somehow trying to protect the legacy of her father and herself as liegemen of the Bush dynasty.
Oh, well, look, Howie, I mean, you got to go back to Bush himself. This is a guy who we defended for years when he was too much of a gentleman to defend himself. Oh, well, I never. And as soon as he gets out of office, he starts palling around with the people who were disrespecting him and who disrespected us. And then his fat brother gets trounced by Donald Trump, and suddenly he's full scale on the other side. Now, he can paint pictures of servicemen who he maimed through his utter incompetence. And I wish he would keep doing that because it keeps him out of trouble. And Liz Cheney is one of the things. She wants to bring back the year 2005, the era of managed decline, the era of conservatives conserving nothing, the Ahoy cruise ship conservatives. And we're not having it, not even a little.
She was just so nasty too. I mean, you know, as you say, this whole January 6th, so-called insurrection. I mean, as it becomes clearer and clearer that as you put it, it was about at the level of a second-tier basketball playoff victory brawl, and yet you know she's still promoting it as the firing on Fort Sumter in 1861.
Well, let's face it. The Cheneys don't have a huge track record of being there where there's large-scale violence. That's for the sons and daughters of the people listening to the station. Okay? Now, I happen to be sitting in Los Angeles. I am looking out my corner law office window at South Central. It was on fire during the L.A. riots, with which her fellow Congress jerk, Maxine Waters, helped provoke. I was with the Army, again, something the Cheneys don't do. Helping to suppress it for 3 weeks in South Central. So if you want to talk about riots, you come to me. If you want to talk about a bunch of knuckleheads getting a little bit rowdy and one of them getting shot by a federal officer for trespassing, whose name we still don't know, then go to Liz Cheney. But don't tell me this is insurrection. I've been in the aftermath of insurrections. That's ruined towns. That's mass graves. That's an insurrection, not a bunch of guys getting rowdy, and in some cases stupid, and in some cases just ridiculous. But to play that off and to not shut up about it, and to kiss up to every MSNBC-CNN cliche about how terrible those Trump voters are, is unforgivable. I can take dissent. Everybody doesn't have to agree with me, even in my own party. When you have two parties, you can't have everybody agree. It won't happen. But I do demand that you not be in a leadership position and actively hate the base of the party you purport to lead.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't even bring myself to read the column. I usually can't. Peggy Noonan's in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. I saw the headline. I saw the headline, though. Liz Cheney takes on cowards in Congress, and as you well put it, as you well pointed out, it's Cheney courageous. Certainly, she runs the terrible risk of media acclaim and a cushy sinecure at CNN when her constituents toss her out in the primary. That is so true. That is her doing what she's doing is the exact opposite of courage. It's just going along to get along.
Now, look, this is something that the left, which includes the cruise ship conservatives like Liz Cheney and Peggy Newman, try to do. They take a term that is important to us, like courage, because we believe in traditional notions of manhood, and they attempt to blow our bourgeois minds, Howie, by accusing us of, like, you lack manhood or courage, as if we're supposed to go, oh my gosh, I don't want her to think that I'm a coward. I'd better repudiate everything I stand for. Purposely misused terms like racism. It is becoming essentially meaningless, and it doesn't work anymore. I don't care what Peggy Newton thinks of me, okay, as long as she addresses me as Colonel when she does.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't care what she thinks of me either. She wrote some nasty stuff about Rush Limbaugh when he died, and I think that was the final straw for me.
Well, there's a difference between her and Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh mattered.
Right. Right, and he withstood the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, unlike her. You know, going from one Georgetown salon cocktail party to the next.
Oh,
I want to read you something.
I mean, like, imagine being Peggy Newman.
Peggy Newman.
I mean, really. She's like Mrs. Howe on Gilligan's Island with less influence.
Right. She has to write one column a week, and she takes every third or fourth column off because it's such a harrowing experience, apparently, to put together that one column every week.
Well, good apparently, Lord. She's the greatest writer ever was, I doubt she gets the readership I do.
I gotta read you something from Tacky's magazine about Liz Cheney, because I thought this was a great description of her, too. How could Liz Cheney know anything about the concerns of the people she is supposed to represent? Wyoming is just a place she has read about and visited on vacation.
Yep.
The people of the state of Wyoming would be better off hiring a Frenchman who once went on holiday to Jackson Hole. That Frenchman would know he knows nothing about Wyoming and would maybe hire some locals to help him out. Liz Cheney's staff is all pod people from the Washington Hackorama. Oh, brilliant.
Exactly. That's why I call her the Beltway Cowgirl. Okay, you know, she knows Cheyenne like I know Burkina Faso.
And she also says she's going to run for, she may run for president. What is she going to go up against? Kasich and Romney and Kinzinger? I mean,
well,
come on.
Can you see Liz Cheney against Stacey Abrams? That will be it because she's running too. In the electoral sense only, what is this performance art? Because it's hard for me to believe. I don't think she's a dumb person. I think she's just a bad one. But does she really think that there's any constituency out there going, you know who we need, America? Liz Cheney. We despise her as conservatives. The left hates her. You know, the thing I love is when, you know, the Bill Kristol, Lido Dex suck-up gang finally hears from the liberals, and it's always like, Bill Kristol, he's a fascist racist. And it just makes me laugh, because they think that these guys are their friends. But, you know, nobody likes a traitor.
Yeah,
okay.
Nobody
loves a traitor.
How short is her memory? Does she remember Scooter Libby and that special prosecutor from Chicago, Fitzgerald or Fitzpatrick, whatever his name was?
Oh, yeah.
They were trying to frame her dad and put him in prison for something he didn't do, and they knew he didn't do it. It was kind of like an early dry run of the Russian collusion hoax. And yet she's the toast of the town with these same people that tried to railroad her dad into prison.
Well, remember, at the end of the day, it's all social class that matters.
That's true.
As you
I think
well
you're
know,
right.
Being from Boston, they will. They may argue about politics, but at the end of the day, they can agree on one thing: they're better than us, and they should rule over us. But you know what? I disagree on both counts. And in 2022, America's going to disagree on both counts. She's going to be out of a job. Of course, she'll be into a new one probably at CNN, as the go-to conservative voice. Maybe she can mud wrestle with Jennifer Rubin for conservative chick of the year.
Yeah, you know, Trump tweeted out, he said, the only way she wins is if they get a bunch of people running against her. The more I see of her and read about her, Kurt, I'm thinking it doesn't matter how many people run against her. She's still going to finish last. I wanted to ask you.
She's going to be humiliated, but she's going to come out of it going, you know, it's because of my courage, talking about a guy who's not president anymore and defending conservative values by not stopping President Asterisk from his reign of terror. I'm a hero. Give me a medal.
I'm thinking
that's the only kind of medal a Cheney's ever earned.
I'm thinking, now that you mention it, that she's an early front runner for the Kennedy family's Profiles in Courage Award for 2022.
Oh, definitely. God, but she's such a stiff. She could, you know, I'll say this about the Kennedys. At least they knew how to party.
Yeah. They did. And one other thing, too, you know, you mentioned Kinzinger in this thing, the bust out from Illinois. You saw that he went down to campaign for the Never Trumper in that special election in Texas.
And Mr. 3%?
The guy finished Kinzinger's Never Trump candidate in a field dominated by Republicans. He's running as a Republican. The guy finished ninth. With 3% of the vote.
There are sexually transmitted diseases that are more popular than the Never Trumpers with the Republican base. It'd be like chlamydia, this Michael Woodcat.
Yeah, it's going to be.
You know, at least they'll be rid of one in a couple weeks instead of 2 years.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch her get thrown out. And, they will be fawning all over them. What's his name? Brian Stelzer is going to be saying she should be the new head of the 1-6 commission to keep the faith alive about this little brawl that they had. They're bigger brawls in parking lots outside of roadhouses in most of the parts of the country every Saturday night or Sunday morning.
Yeah, give me a call when gunfire is echoing through the valleys. I mean, other than the shot that killed the unarmed trespasser from the federal officer, they still won't identify.
Yeah,
and everything's on fire. And then maybe I'll be impressed. But you know, Maxine Waters' riots, which she provoked, and then she of course provoked violence a couple weeks ago, which Liz Cheney didn't seem to find really upsetting because that's not her focus. That's the real thing. And I'll be impressed when you match that. Until then, shut up.
All right. Kurt Schlichter, what's the name of your latest book that people can order at Amazon.com?
My latest one is Crisis. I'm writing a new one called The Split. Should be out next month. And much of it takes place in Boston.
All right. Look forward to seeing that book. All right. Thank you, Kurt Schlichter. We'll tweet out your column from our account, @HowieCarrShow. And it's on Town Hall. The big lie is that Cheney is still a Republican. Thank you, Kurt. This summer, I'm going to be spending a lot of time down on the Cape. We've rented a house. We're going to be hanging out, doing a lot of remotes with Grace on the Fridays. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm going to be spending a lot of time in close contact with my kids and the mailroom manager. And you know what? Believe it or not, they don't like my music. They don't like my podcast too much. So that's why my Raycons are going to come in even more handy than they normally do.
What aggravates them the most about your music choices?
I'd say the Mothers of Invention.
Yeah, I can see that. That's a definitely acquired taste.
With Frank Zappa, Freak Out. It can't happen here. It can't happen here. Well, people will know that song. It's great music, though. It really is great music, even if Grace and my family don't like it. But a lot of us are going to be on the move this summer, and you have music that your family and friends hate as much as my friends and family hate Freak Out by the Mothers of Invention. So my advice to you is take those Raycons with you. Whether you're just listening to old music or trying something new, listening to a new podcast. I was working with some guys on a podcast today about some crooked dealings going on in the 60s in Boston. It's always new stuff. I love true crime podcasts. And that's where a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. Even if no one around you likes true crime podcasts, you can enjoy it and not bother anybody else. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. They have 24-hour battery life, so that means you don't only get to listen to Freak Out by the Mothers of Invention. You get to listen to Weasels Rip My Flesh, and We're Only in It for the Money, and not to mention all those other great albums that Frank Zappa did later on. You got to have those Raycons, no matter who you like for music, because you can listen to almost their entire works with 24 hours. Take them with you to work, to workouts, wherever. Listen up. Raycon is offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. When we come back after the top of the hour news break, we're going to have two of the fathers of the three girls who were suspended from UMass for going to a party without wearing a mask. It's
barbaric.
It's the most absurd story of the day, certainly. It's just it sums up the total nonsense of what's been going on for the last year. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. The reason why I'm calling is the Department of Justice, they're holding Trump supporters without bail, a lot of them.
Right.
And they're saying they're terrorists if they disagree with the election. And I was wondering why, you know, I haven't heard anything about Trump saying his displeasure with this.
You know, it's ironic, Mike, that the only two national politicians who've said anything, as far as I know, are the fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren, and Dick Durbin, the guy who compared American troops a few years back to the Red Army and Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge. You know, it is kind of odd. You're right, where are the Republicans? And you know, there was speaking of the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, they had a huge story about this young black guy who was killed at the in the Chaz, that Seattle zone that was controlled by BLM and Antifa. He was shot dead, and the cops couldn't go into the Chaz area, or the EMTs, to stop him from bleeding out, which he did. And the guy who shot him escaped totally. And yet, Mike, the feds and the cops in Washington state can't seem to find this guy who murdered a young black kid in cold blood. But they went into Alaska and they raided, with a huge contingent of G-men, a house of somebody where they thought somebody was living who had stolen Nancy Pelosi's computer. They hadn't even been in D.C., Mike. Do you think their priorities are a little screwed up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're in essence, they're thugs. You know?
Yeah, they are. They are. We wrote a story today about how the Mass State Police is stonewalling the Herald on a couple of cases of state cops who are no longer on the payroll. And somebody wrote in and said, the MSP, the Mass State Police, are looking more and more like the FBI, and that is not a compliment. I thought that summed it up nicely. We'll be right back with the parents of the girls. I'm Howie Carr.